Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Perry. Thank you so much for tuning in to Smiling Face with Hearts today. Today's episode is titled, I Love Pussy. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Okay, let's get to it. Even if you do it for the first time, you just need the right approach to get the best results. That's why I want to make sure this guide is thorough, just as oral sex should be. I use Sliquid Swirl Cherry Vanilla Lubricant for the pussy and it is amazing for oral sex. There are affiliate links, so if you click through and buy something on this site, I earn a small commission and you support my work. Generally speaking, my colleagues agree that I have something that can be associated with women's roles, and I make this association because I am telling you. You wouldn't know it, but I smell like a perverse, natural liquid that you can smell in the back of your head, in your mouth, on your tongue and in all other bodily fluids. This is one of the most tried, and true, ways to get a whiff, to buy used knickers, used clothing sold by sex workers to generate income before the internet existed. I sweat a lot because I want to buy pink dyed cotton panties, but I wear them for 48 hours, so I have to wear them for a week. I only notice that there is a white crust on the thighs of my jeans until I get home in the evening. It's hard to describe because it smells as unique as it is, but I don't know what made me smell it. I couldn't stop myself and I didn't even know what was driving me until the smell drove me to do it. The thing I remember most is the sweat and the natural scent, but there's more and more behind it. Every woman who exercises sweats a little and I enjoy the salty smell of the sea breeze while relaxing in the sun and hearing the waves crash against me. If you are a guy who doesn't like to smell my vagina, I don't think your sex life is with me because you as a man will do much more than just fuck me. This content is created and maintained by third parties and imported into this site to facilitate the entry of users, email addresses. I met the rare woman who says her clitoris is too sensitive for oral sex, but not anal sex. As a polyamorous adult living in Brooklyn, though I don't always tell my new partner openly that I love the smell of my vagina, I think she gets an idea of what I'm up to when I turn her around, bury my nose in her and just go crazy. The way a partner feels his own scent differs from person to person, but if you have actually done something with a woman just because you fantasized about it in high school, you know what it's like to be really turned on by women who do everything they can to specifically taste and smell the whole situation. As for BDSM, I love the idea that women are in control and in control, which makes it so much more fun and exciting for me. If you are spoiled and integrate the smell into your BDSM scene, I think that is one of the reasons why you love it. It makes you want to please whoever you are, and it just makes the smell of your vagina better for you. I was curious about dominance and submission, and after I discovered this kink, my friend, Adome, agreed to teach me. I forced myself to smell pussy when I sat face down on her and forced myself to smell the smell of her pussy while we were sitting. One of my former lovers loved it when I bit her labia gently and it almost always came when I did. It was very rewarding because I took the pain I wanted to feel for pleasure, but also for joy. If you are a paranoid guy who still wonders if I am thinking of getting eaten or washing dishes, there is no easy way to find out, but if you do, I will tell you. If it is already dripping, you can take the second finger and stick it in my pussy and carry it to the bottom of my vagina. Many people notice it's getting quite wet, so take the extra layer a little bit. Flavored lubricant is not the candy you eat, but people still find it tasty and funny, and it is still lubricating oil. It's fun because it's fun to be someone who finds the taste of pussy bearable, Not because of taste. I have previously published a public survey to find men who don't eat pussy, and I thought I could find at least a few guys willing to talk to me and explain themselves. I would admit my oral dislike, but I could not admit it to any other good conscience, not even myself. This is all for today, friends. My name is Perry and this was episode 1 of Smiling Face with Hearts. See you next time.